Hello, everyone. This is Paul Seals. I'm joined by Shai in Israel, and he's going to be talking to us about, I've got some questions, and there's a lot of things that we need to get cleared up in relation to the 5G and the 5G rollout that's happening globally at the moment. Thank you for joining us from Israel, Shai.
Sure. Thank you, Paul, for everything you do, actually, in the past few weeks or months, even.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So I think there's a couple of misconceptions that we need to clear up as well. That's sort of kicking around the movement at the moment. And that's saying that the 5G technology is Israeli and that there's no 5G getting rolled out in Israel. Can you either confirm or deny that?
Sure. Well, I'll try. I'll do my best according to what I know. I'll start from the second point. 5G is being deployed in Israel. For example, in Jerusalem, the capital, there's already 76 gigahertz, which is obviously the growler or the, you know, what Barry Trauer is referring to as the growler. Oh, I forgot the actual name of it, but obviously it's a weapons for dispersing people from demonstrations.
For crowd dispersal?
Say again?
For crowd dispersal?
Yes. Yeah.
Active,
so 76
active denial.
Thank you. Yes, the nickname is the growler, but active denial is the proper name. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's working from 76 to 90.
That means something else in again? Australia, but anyway, I'll let you keep going.
So basically, in Jerusalem they have it. I guess also in Tel Aviv, because the municipal infrastructure now it's being changed to 5G. And it's been working on 76 or 78 gigahertz, which is part of the active denial range of frequencies.
Yeah.
So it's out there, okay? I cannot say Israel is full with 5G. Obviously, it's a process. It doesn't happen in one day or one year even. Mm. There's still a lot to accomplish according to the big cartels who and the government who really willing to deploy 5G in Israel. So just to set things right, the people of Israel are and will suffer from 5G or fourth generation and third generation like any other country. Whatever idea people have in their minds about Israel or the Israeli people, at least according to 5G or 4 and 3G, is wrong because we suffer the same as other countries.
Right.
Maybe where the parliament is, there won't be 5G. Maybe where the in specific areas where the rich people live, there won't be 5G. But it's nothing to do with me, nor with you. I mean, we're all in the same boat in that sense. So Israel has 5G. I must say that in recent weeks, I've seen couple of stories in the news about that Israel is postponing the deployment of 5G, blah, blah, blah. I think it's just disinformation to confuse everyone. And it's happening not just in Israel, in the UK, Australia, US, everywhere. And this is how they work. If you don't mind me saying the bastards, they're just confusing everyone. They're putting out disinformation, misinformation, just to... So we won't know what they're really doing. So this is for the second part of what you asked. Is or does Israel have 5G?
Yeah.
Well, yes, it has, and there will be more of it, obviously.
Right.
Like
can I just clarify that as well, Shai? So what you're saying is Israel has 5G for communication, or is it like is it also that 5G technology for active denial is also being used against the Palestinians, or like is it getting rolled out as a communications platform in Israel, also for communication?
I can say, look, I've been sitting in a conference room in the parliament of Israel, talking with the in charge in Jerusalem, the guy who is in charge of the 5G deployment, and some people from the industry, and some people who are EHS, like sensitive to electromagnetic radiation, as well with some parliament members who were running this conference. And I can say without a doubt that Jerusalem, according to this guy, Jerusalem has 76 to 78 gigahertz of communication just for the infrastructure of the civil communication. It's nothing to do with a mobile phone connecting to a mast. It's just the water supply, electricity supply, the bins, you know, emptying the bins mm-hmm. in the municipal area. This is one thing I can say for sure because yeah. I heard it from him.
Do you have smart... Sorry, Shai. Do you have smart meters there as well?
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course. I mean, it's again, it's a process. It doesn't happen in one day. But let's say a third of Israel, at least a third, already have smart meters, right? And the power company, the utility companies, they are actually 6 months ago, about a few months ago, they announced that they want to rush things and sure. to deploy the smart meters even further and faster to reach every settlement, every kibbutz, every place, you know, not just the major cities and the population density areas. Mm. Regarding your question about the army, whether they deploy the active denial system, I don't know. You know what happens in the Australian army? No. A guy from the UK, he knows what happens in the UK army? No. Unless, like Barry Trower, he comes from the Royal Navy, or like Mark Steele, he's been working with some experts on microwave weapons and optical weapons. Then you have this extra knowledge that most of us don't have. I assume that the Israeli army is using active denial against whoever he can, like the army of the UK and Australia and US and other countries also use active denial since the 70s, not just from, you know, in recent years. Mm. You can add to that, that according to my knowledge, and I guess some of the audience will find it true, they've been using all sorts of frequencies for targeted individuals to control the minds of some people in order to cause them to make some actions and to think certain thoughts and to be aggressive, etc., etc., which is part of some of the frequencies that are being used in 5G. So they've been testing it on whether it be specific individuals or specific groups in society. And this is done in the US, Australia, UK, Israel. Again, there's no difference here. Don't think we are sitting here and watching the whole world melting down with 5G while we, you know, counting money and smiling. People here, you know, the health office in Israel, it doesn't publish data on the rise in brain tumors in children and teenagers. Since 8 years, there's no data about it. Well, I can read this data about the US, about the UK, Sweden, Norway, Germany, China. But in Israel, I don't have this information. So you need to understand that the disinformation and misinformation, it's very big in Israel. And it's not just with 5G, it's true with everything, the vaccines, the geoengineering, the fluoridation of water. We need to understand that the principle or the technique of how the big cartels work, it's the same everywhere. It's a method they are using everywhere. And they are buying government officials. Mm-hmm. They are, you know, they have their lobbyists who run stuff inside the parliament. And basically we have the swiveling door, I don't know how you call it, that the revolving politician door. Is walking.
Revolving door.
There you go. Revolving door, there you go. So it's the same method everywhere.
Yeah.
Please, I encourage people to not believe everything they see or read out there in the media, as well as the alternative media, because the misinformation and disinformation is everywhere. It's not just in the UK, Australia, and Israel. It's everywhere the same.
Yeah.
And I can tell you some other things. A couple of weeks ago, there was a TV program in Israel.
Yeah. No, sorry. I just wanted to ask you really quickly while we're on the subject as well in relation to information before you move on to the TV.
Go on.
Do you have Wi-Fi in schools there as well? Or is that, do you have cable?
All over the place. There's full Wi-Fi in schools.
Right.
Everywhere. Mm. Everywhere. This, I'm telling you, this is horrendous. This is like most people are deep asleep. They have no idea that Wi-Fi is dangerous, yeah. right? I mean, some of us, let's say there's hundreds or few thousands of us, they are awoken to the reality of, I don't know, you can call it mass murder, you know, you can call it depopulation, you can give it many names. Mm. But basically, there's Wi-Fi everywhere. Even here, my neighbors, you know, I have like 10 meters from or 15 meters from a neighbor router. Mm. And I went there with a radiation meter. Mm. Yes. Just to test his router. And he's sitting next to it, you know, 1 meter. Mm. And he doesn't care. I know I'm safe here, you know, I have enough distance that I'm safe, but, and we sleep outside in the nature, I mean, in a big tent outside the house. So yeah. that's how I choose to live. But most people, they are petit bourgeois, stuck on the big screen with the camera hidden in it without their knowledge, with the yeah. microphone hidden in it without their knowledge, yeah. with the microwave radiation everywhere from their phone, from the routers, from any gadgets. Mm-hmm. And there will be more of it, obviously. So yeah. most people here, like most people in Australia, like most people in the UK and in the US, are not aware to the dangers of Wi-Fi and microwave radiation, mm-hmm. are not aware to the biological long time and some of it acutic effects of this type of radiation. Mm-hmm. And they still believe the government that is looking after them. And they still think that the standard of thermal standard of the industry that was established, I think, in the 70s,
yeah.
which is the exposure of 6 minutes on 1 centimeter of skin, not to exceed 1 Celsius degree for heating the tissue, right? Something like that. Sorry for not knowing all the details. I have enough in my head. They still think this is the standard. But actually, this was for single exposure. Nowadays, in each house, there is so many devices with radiation. We are 24/7, well, not me, but most people, 24/7 with a wireless radiation stuck to their body or on their ear. Mm. And everybody is suffering from autoimmune chronic diseases. Mm. And yeah, sure, there's other factors as well.
Yeah.
But this is a big factor, especially if you read the documents that I will show you in a minute.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing, Shai. I've got a couple other questions there as well. So,
but just to say regarding the TV, I started to say before,
yes,
that there were two shows programmed about in TV about 5G. One of them actually showed that it might be dangerous, all right? But the other one, just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, he said that, and this is also very important because it's part of the misinformation going out there in the social networks. You probably heard about the rumor that Russia is the one in charge of the 5G hype about the dangers of 5G. And yeah. this is just disinformation coming from Putin or from Russia. Mm. So they quoted on TV that this is right. I mean, it just, from Russia, don't need to, I mean, 5G is safe and everything is good. And actually they disregarded the 200 scientists' petition, quoting 2,000 experiments showing biological effects from radiation. They mention it as it's not professional enough, or these scientists are not expert enough in the field. And that's
it. Not credible or qualified enough is normally the standard.
Exactly. Yes, thank you. Sorry for my English, guys, right?
Yeah, that's great. You're doing great. That's awesome.
All right.
So I think it's, it's great to be able to have this conversation globally and internationally with each other and talk about actually what's really going on. And we need to be having more conversations with each other about what the truth is and not rely upon any other mainstream media or governments to actually be transparent Absolutely. Or be forthright and forthcoming.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and... there's some of the things I want to share about as well, and like what I know from my experience and my journey as well, and that's basically that the health and well-being is one aspect of it, and then ultimately the other aspect is also the surveillance system and what the surveillance makes available, what the 5G technology makes available in relation to surveillance. And we, of course, have the metadata laws that were brought in after we had a Sydney seizure event in 2014. So it's speeding up. The 5G rollout is getting rolled out globally. There's also disinformation there that's saying that it's not happening in other countries, and like it has, people have said it's not been happening in Israel, which of course you said that it is. The Five Eyes Alliance had a meeting on the Gold Coast in August 2018. And for a lot of people that maybe don't know what the Five Eyes Alliance is, the Five Eyes, and there's not the Seven Eyes and Nine Eyes, but the Five Eyes Alliance is pretty much, is what the Five Eyes Alliance is a spying network with Australia, New Zealand, Canada, UK and US. Now, what that's fundamentally become is a spying network on their own citizens. And what we're seeing, what's happening with this whole power play between Huawei with China and the USA, et cetera, is really a war for the data grab that's going on at the moment. So ultimately, data's the new oil. And so in Australia, unfortunately, we don't have a Bill of Rights. And any of those other countries, the citizens and their governments would never pass or agree to have any surveillance of their citizens willingly. So because of the fact that Australia doesn't have a Bill of Rights, Australia has now agreed to process the data for the rest of the countries in the Five Eyes Alliance. And that's a pretty scary fact, and not a lot of people know about that. But and also, like, we're trying to find our way and filter through information and find out, like, who some of these companies and organisations that are involved in this. I spend a lot of time in the Middle East myself, and as per our previous and earlier conversation, Shai, we were talking about the fact that it's been well documented and still currently available on the internet, information that shows that there's companies like BAE, British Aerosmith, that are Aero Corporation, that are involved with selling metadata, spy software, and surveillance into Middle Eastern countries and regimes such as United Arab Emirates and Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, etc., where it's able to monitor all the metadata from text messages, phone calls, website browsing, location tracking, etc. And it's also well known. And Michael Hayden, the ex-director of the CIA, came out publicly in a symposium and declared that they use metadata to kill people. And that's a lot of people aren't aware of it as well. Also, the fact that we have Pine Gap in Australia, and Pine Gap is a lot of people are not aware of it, is an intelligence facility that's used for monitoring and surveillance, where most of the drone strikes and the drone warfare is carried out, particularly in the Middle East. And a lot of people are not aware of that as well. So we've had a conversation earlier as well, and try and get to the source of some of these organizations. I know we talked about and mentioned a company called Qualcomm.
Qualcomm, yes.
Yeah, so that's spelled Qualcomm. We want to get to the source of, like, who these organisations are that's in this space, and, like, who's sort of driving some of these agendas and out to make profit at any expense of people's privacy or health and well-being.
Right. So, first of all, in other words, basically you're asking if, or I will put it that way, if 5G is an Israeli technology. And I'm like, no, it's not. Mm. 5G has been developed since the 40s, but let's say since the 70s, you know, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
And 5G has many companies involved in developing various aspects of its technology. Some of them, obviously, because Israel is a sort of a startup nation, especially when it comes to computers and high tech and data and, well, surveillance,
also, agriculture and all sorts of things, agrochemicals, the whole things
as well.
Incubator.
Yes. Many and weapons and weapons. Let's put it on the table and weapons and surveillance, etc.
Yeah.
But we need to understand that some of the companies obviously are private companies. I mean, I think you've checked it, and Qualcomm are registered in the US.
Yeah.
Although they're based in Israel. But we need to understand that the 5G technology, if we go by the book and we look at the patent office in New York, who registered 5G technology, we can find out it's registered on Richard P. Walker, coming from HP, Hewlett Packard. And yes, the guy who actually published it is Dean Henderson, a superb researcher. And I've done a few interviews with him about 5G, as well as Agenda 21, etc. Many interesting things. And he's really, really good researcher. Mm. I've done also a conference with him and Mark Steele. Highly recommended. I'll send you a link so people can watch it. Thank you. He basically put out the post about 5G registered on Richard P. Walker from HP. He's a scientist from HP. Obviously, Qualcomm has developed some of 5G, but really 5G comes from the Russians. It comes from the UK. It comes from the US, as well as Israel, as well as China nowadays, obviously. So you cannot really pinpoint to a certain country or a certain company. It is based in armies of certain states. They develop some weaponry to whether it control the crowd, whether it's to harm or soft weapons, you know, just to, harm or at least interfere with the nervous system of the soldiers. But I need to remind people that there's no more enemies elsewhere in other countries. We, the people, are the enemy of the state. Yeah. And the government or governments are the enemy of we, the people. And nowadays, the cartel, not just now, but cartels are controlling governments against us. They are basically using the law system against us. They're using the industry standards against us, against our families, against our babies. Hmm. And they do it. A, they harm us. B, they mine data about us for future references for our children, because in few years, whether it be 2, 20, 40, doesn't matter now, we will not be here. And our children will not know what happened before. They only know what the corporations will tell them through governments and through the laws and through the all this fake system of statism, you know, statism. Right. And I'm thinking, stop thinking that Israel is an enemy or UK is an enemy. No, it's we the people and governments, or we the people and corporations. And this is what we need to focus on it. I mean, otherwise we're just playing in their hands, you know, by thinking it's Israel. Oh, it's, you know, it's not Israel. We suffer Russia. The same as people elsewhere.
Or Russia, having a fight against
Russia.
You know, there was an interesting...
Yes, but I really recommend...
Sorry,
say again, sorry.
I got to see a story that came through in the news recently. I don't watch television, but sometimes I see it when I'm on the gym. But there was a story that one of the warships wasn't able to function because they couldn't recruit enough staff to be able to man it. So what would it be like if they called a war and then no one decided to turn up to fight it for them?
But you see, Paul, if you listen to Mark, and I know you have, Mark Steele, that is. And what he says, besides the fact that he's proving it, it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. The battlefield of the present and the future has no humans in it because there's so much radiation there. Yeah. There's no humans there. It's only robots. It's only drones. It's you know, vehicles with no people inside, all remote control with a joystick. And there's no soldiers anymore. They don't need soldiers. And Mark is actually saying that the first to go are the police force and the army, because they won't use them anymore. They won't need them anymore. You know, they will just, you go outside of your home and the government doesn't want you to go outside of your home. They will just send the frequency to your body and you go back in.
Yep. And I think that's an important point as well, Shai, is that these people that are in the military personnel and people in the police forces, etc., should be aware that the intention of these agendas is actually to make their roles obsolete in the future. Once they have autonomous self-driving cars, the technology's there, everyone will be fully trackable. There was an article in the New York Times came out that said that people are going to be tracked, they're going to be monitored, they'll be sent automatically fines and penalties for jaywalking. They won't need police to run radars for speeding, etc. People will just be tracked fully under 5G. They'll just be sent. They'll be sent their fines. They don't pay their fines. They just turn their car off, so they can't even drive.
But I don't think you see the autonomous cars. There's a lot of sense again in Mark and what Mark is saying, as well as others. It's sort of a hoax because you cannot sit in an autonomous car in the motorway because you will get so much radiation from the car you're sitting in and so much radiation from around you. It doesn't make sense. People will die. You cannot go in autonomous cars. Okay, maybe they say this is what will happen just to show the need for IoT, you know, the Internet of Things. Yes. But actually, I see it as a hoax. It cannot happen. Mm. I don't think it will. They want us to stay in our home, hooked to the screens, yep. Work from home. If you go outside, we'll decide where you go. We'll picture you. We'll decide everything for you, you know. And there's a presentation. The president of Intel, Israel, you know, Intel is a big company. Eh?
Yeah, right. Intel process.
So Intel Israel, yes, exactly. He gave a presentation 3 or 4 weeks ago in Israel. Mm. And he said that within 25 years, all of you, addressing the audience, all of you will be cyborgs. Mm. And we will put a chip in you and you can do nothing about it. That's what he said, almost word for word. Mm. And I'm thinking, 10 years ago, when I said this, when I wrote that on my blog, on my post, I was, for most people, I was hallucinating, you know?
Yes.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. This is so much BS. 10 years, fast forward, the president of Intel Israel is saying that, you know? So who is a conspiracy theorist? Who is speaking the truth? The fact that I speak it 10 years before the president of Intel Israel is saying that is just, I think, the way I see it, is just to... allow people to think for themselves and think, all right, let's hear what else Shai is saying, because, and you know, 5G, I've been talking about 5G since some time, not just in the last couple of months. Mm. And I've been talking about Agenda 21 since 10 years, as well as other things, geoengineering, even before Facebook, I think, established. Mm. So basically, when you know who to listen to, you know how to guide your day-to-day life. I live where I live. I have no LED lights here. Yeah. I have no Wi-Fi. I have almost total darkness around my home. Yeah. You know, yeah. I live in a tent outside the house. I pay rent and everything, but I live outside half of the year, you know, and I have a lot of trees, and I made sure I live in a certain environment that will give me as much time as possible to postpone the damage that may come from 5G radiation or other types of radiation, water fluoridation, as well as other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many, actually.
Yeah.
But so just to...
Sorry.
Say again?
You go, Shai.
Yeah, just to say, if I go back to your question, 5G, according to my knowledge, again, maybe I'm also disinformed or misinformed, which makes sense in a way, but according to my knowledge, 5G is not an Israeli technology. 5G is an army technology, but not an Israeli army, but a USSR army, UK army, US army, German, Nazi Germany army, etc., etc. And it's coming from the armies, and who is running the armies is families with big money. So we go again to the crown. To the world crown, I mean royal families, we're going back to the black nobility who runs this stuff on a global scale. And again, I recommend people, I will send you the links to go to Dean Henderson's website and read some of his stuff, because it's really spot on, really very educated, but also up to date with what is happening now with 5G enrollment, etc.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Shai.
Just wanted to clarify that. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I got it. Thank you. So I acknowledge you and appreciate you sharing so openly and being authentic with us as well. And it's great to be able to connect. I just wanted to, you've got some documents that you want to share with us as well. I'm just
excellent.
Conscious of time there. So I'm just wondering whether you have some information and some documents that you'd like to disclose and share with us as well.
Yeah, I'll share the screen right now. Mm-hmm. Right. This is from the U.S. Navy. Can you see my screen, by the way?
Yes.
Excellent. This is from the U.S. Navy, Naval Medical Research Institute. It says here, bibliography of reported biological phenomena or effects and clinical manifestations attributed to microwave and radio frequency radiation. This is from 71. 4th of October, 71.
Wow.
I'll send you the links to all these documents, all right? And this is like a really long document, all right? So this is first part. Second one, this is from NASA, which is an organization I wouldn't take a word from it, but still, it goes hand in hand with other data on radio frequency effects. So I decided to put this as well in the bunch of documents I'm using. So this is from April 81. Yeah. Electromagnetic field interaction with the human body, observed effects and theories. Also very long document, 125 pages. The one before was 100 pages. Mm-hmm. The next one, which also Joe Imbriano published it, this is a declassified or unclassified, how you call it, document from Defense Intelligence Agency. As you can see, it's biological effects of electromagnetic radiation, radio waves, and microwaves, Eurasian communist countries. It's done by the U.S. It's based on the USSR or you know, the Russia research about microwave radiation. It's from March 76, all right?
Yeah.
And October 75, it was published in 77. Again, this is, as you can see here, I don't know if you can see, but it's unclassified. It was classified for many years. This document is with 35 pages.
Mm.
All three documents till now are, some of them came from Martin Pahl, which is a highly renowned scientist, a biochemist, I think, which I also interviewed him about the effects of microwaves and radio frequency.
Hmm.
And this one came, as I said, from Joe Imbriano. So, and the last one, sorry, it's Defense Science Board Task Force on Directed Energy Weapons.
Hmm.
By the way, in this document, the Defense Intelligence Agency, they specifically, and this I remind you, it's from 76, 77, specifically they are writing about millimeter waves and the effects they have on the human body, as well as rats, mice, etc. I think rabbits as well.
Yeah.
So just to let you know, 5G, it's not from 2019 or 18 or even 2012. It's not from 2000. It's from the 70s at least.
Mm.
Obviously, if I follow where it comes from Nazi Germany, like many other technologies, you may say, that can cause harm. Because during the war, this is what they did. They run a lot of tests. They could run a lot of tests with human subjects. And this is what they did. And obviously, the US and the USSR or America and Russia were fighting over the scientists, as we know, Project Paperclip, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Operation Paperclip.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the last one, they said, is from December 2007, Office of the Undersecretary of Defense, and it's about the millimeter wave, sorry, the directed energy weapon.
Yeah.
So I will send you, hang on, I just stop sharing. stop sharing, bring back my camera. So I will send you the four links to these documents so you can attach them to the video.
Okay.
And just to say, this, even if you disregard the last one about the DEW, about the directed energy weapons, just the first three documents, they give you a full view on the effects and the biological effects. I mean, they also speak about thermal effects, but also non-thermal effects of radio frequency and electromagnetic radiation in general, microwave and RF. And just taking each one, you know, a paper, give it to the Minister of Health or Minister of Communication or Minister of Protecting the Environment or to whoever in your local authority to read it. And for me, obviously, it's a harder task because I need to translate into Hebrew and it's too much, you know. But basically, for whoever which speak English, to show this document, this is genuine documents. You know, they come from the 70s, very genuine, made by the army, all tests and results made by the army. They run on tests, they run tests on mice, on rats, on rabbits, and some of them on humans. You cannot debate this. It's, you know, hard copy of, and you can print it and actually take it physically to your, to the person in charge in your community, you know?
Yeah.
And you cannot really debate this. It's just too obvious that the effects are very severe and more so to children. And like Mark Steele is saying, where they deploy 5G, nosebleeds, ears bleeding, baby get born with defects or dead babies, etc. There's so many trials and experiments were done on this, which is really sad when you think about it, how crazy the human race is to do this to himself.
Well, that's another conversation entirely as well, Shai. I don't know whether it's so cold-blooded and calculated and psychopathic. I fail to believe it's even human behavior.
I agree.
Can you say that as well because of the fact that we've had 5G be activated from what we can tell on or about the 28th of May 2019, and there's people in the community already that are starting to experience things that they've never experienced before, like having nosebleeds, for example. And from the research that suggested that's some of the early warning symptoms of electromagnetic radiation.
Yes. And this is even before rolling out the 5G mobile phones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not even active yet. I don't think they're not even out and about yet. That's just from the tower frequency that's being tested.
Sure, it's going to get worse, Paul. Yeah. Much worse.
Yeah.
And I'm advising people, I mean, most people, again, they have their other priorities, but I advise people to go out from cities, to move to the countryside, where there is a power density, a high power density, move out. Cities are like, I call them digital prisons, you know? Cities have high power density, and have many, many people, you will have more electricity, you will have more radiation, more poisonous stuff in your environment. If you are aware, you have to move out. People tell me, what about work? What about my family? What about this and that? And I'm like, set your priorities right. If work is more important than your life, stay in the city. If your family's life is more important than yours, sorry for my English, stay in the city. You know what I mean? And you cannot save if your family, and I know, I have the same story with my family. If your family doesn't believe you, they don't want to hear a thing from what you're saying, it's not up to you to save them. You can only try. But at a certain point, you have to look after yourself, especially if you have a family of your own, you know?
Yeah.
Never mind your parents, your brothers and sisters, if they want to stay in the city, let them. It's up to them. It's their life. Let them live their life and their choices. You cannot decide for them. And this is really crucial what I'm saying, because those who are waking up it's like I've been saying this for a few years, that in the future, which we started to come to this future, there will be a very thin line between those awake and those still asleep. And physically and geographically, this line will start to manifest itself, because those who are aware, they will start to move out of the cities, and those who don't, they will stay in the cities. Those who are aware, they'll start to get rid of the Wi-Fi and all the gadgets with radiation and work only with wired connections. You know, that's my phone, just so you see, I'll show people.
Yeah.
You know, I have a mobile phone, but it's all transferred to this phone when I'm at home. You know, when I go out, I use the mobile phone, but even my phone is this one, is 3G with the SAR level, the SAR level is, I think, not 0.54, which is not really high, okay? And I hardly use even this one. So I'm just saying this thin line will manifest itself more and more. And we, those who already started to wake up, yes, the first tendency is to help everyone around us who we love and we care for. Yeah. But we need to remember, it's not up to us. We can try once, twice, three times, but we need to let them live their choices, yeah, which is fine. It's their karma, it's their choices. We can be there to give support, to give information, to help out sorting out the reality if they come to, if they understand that they've been fooled, you know? But till then, we cannot really do much. Saying that, I do a lot, like you. I interview people and I try to share information out there, even though it's in English, and I try to translate as much as I can to Hebrew because I want to help people. But most people, as you know it, as the listeners, they know it, most people, they are asleep and they really love sleep. They don't want to be disturbed. And this is part of the matrix.
Yeah, it is. So thank you, Shai, for joining us from Israel. Thank you for your time and clearing up some of those aspersions and rumors and conjecture. So I appreciate it. Thank you for your contribution.
I hope it helped you.
With educating people around 5G and the technology rollout. So
I will send you also, for the audience, I will send you also a link to my YouTube channel where I have, I put a playlist with interviews with experts, and I will put this link as well, the recording you send me. I will put it there as well. I put there interviews with Barry Trower, with Jerry Flynn from Canada, also expert on microwave radiation, with Mark Steele, obviously, with Dean Henderson, with Vinny Eastwood, with many others. I don't remember, but there's so much good and accurate and up-to-date information that people can enjoy, really. So, and thank you, Paul, for everything you do. I've been following some of what you're doing, and it's so important nowadays, you know, to really, the fact you interview Sasha Stone and Mark Steele, and, you know, and I interview Mark and Barry and Jerry, all this information going around. It's really important for those who do want to wake up and do want to set the priorities right, as well as act. I don't like to say against, but let's say upon the government's agenda and the cooperation agenda. There's so much to do. Don't say there's nothing to do. There's so much to do. Even just to write, "Hello, my name is Shai. I heard that 5G is dangerous. What are you going to do about it?" Just to nag them, just to disturb them. You don't even have to be a professional. Adding to this, the papers or the documents that I showed you, and you can put the links up, and people can actually print a hard copy and send with this paper. Because most people really will not read it. But showing them that the effects of microwave radiation are there, and 5G millimeter waves technology has been here since at least 40, 50 years. You know, it's nothing new, and it comes from the army. So just people waking up to this idea, it can shift their perception and their view of reality. And this, I think, is so important for whatever comes out. It's not our responsibility, but we have a responsibility to do something now. And I encourage people, do something, anything, everything we'll do. It's our life. We have no other life.
That's it. Thank you again for your time, Shai. Much love. Thank you for everything that you're doing and your contribution. Let's stay connected.
Thank you.
And
keep yes, the word. We will. And love and peace for everyone. Yes, all the plants and all the pollinating bees and the birds. And I want to, you know, it's a message to them as well, to all nature. We really try. Forgive us, nature. You know, birds and animals and trees and plants, forgive us for what we're doing. It's really horrible. I think it's,
yeah,
I don't know. At some point, I can speak about humans, but when I speak about nature, it's like I lose my words because I cannot really ask for forgiveness from the bees. You know, I cannot ask forgiveness from the birds and the trees that are being chopped down in every city. Also in Israel, by the way, they're chopping down trees. Same in Sheffield, same in Gateshead, same in other places around the world. They're chopping down in, well, a few cities. There's no point naming the cities because the world audience, they don't know these cities in Israel. But they're chopping down trees in cities in Israel. And what can you say to a tree that has been here 300 years? I chopped you down because I need the signal for my phone. I mean, it's BS because it's the corporation doing it. And I think it's really sad. I think it's really sad. And we need to do something again. Like I said, anything we do, anything.
You go.
I put out a picture of a disc, a chain disc. You know. What's the name?
Chainsaw.
Chainsaw, but with a disc. You know, that can cut metal.
Yeah.
Because
I put this
up saying maybe this is the new world weapon.
The big grinder for the towers.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I put this picture up because some men in some groups, they said, we need to be men. We need to protect our families. And I'm like, there you go. Perfect weapon to protect your family. Use this disc to maybe take down some masts.
Yeah.
You see, so just an idea.
We can do something about this, and we will, Shai. We will.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you for your time.
Love and peace to everyone, man.
Much love.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye.